This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at VD Lewis. For real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into your weekly look and dive into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Of course, if it makes sense nationally, we'll talk about it. But we like to keep things right here in our very own backyard. And rightfully so, because, Noel, I told you last week, we had an announcement about the show. And I am so honored and thankful and more than anything blessed that Ingles Markets has come on as a title sponsor for Prep Sports Nation for the year. So from now through the end of the high school sports season in May, shout out to Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings, and they come in very, very much in the clutch with my five kids. Well, really four at the crib, but five kids because they're always eating. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all those who've been out there supporting Prep Sports Nation over the years, and thank you to the powers that be here at the station for giving me this microphone and platform to highlight what goes on in the world of high school sports here in Georgia. As you all know, I love talking about it. I don't care how long it is. I love talking about it each and every week. I really enjoy being able to shine a light on the talents of those student athletes and coaches and the supporters in their community. It really is an honor to talk about that each and every week. And again, I don't care how long they give me to do so. I'm just very thankful. And because of you, years and years later, we're still around. And like I said, now we have our first title sponsor. So shout out to Ingles Markets again for coming on board with Prep Sports Nation. Going to be loving shouting them out each and every week. And we've got some really good things in the works we'll be doing with them. And again, make sure you check out your local Ingles Market. 80 locations here in Georgia. And again, low prices, love the savings. Great show lined up for you tonight. Of course, last week I told you it was going to be pretty much not much happening because I went to Colorado on Thursday for the Georgia Tech. And, I got to tell you, Noel, I shared the story on Dukes and Bell, but man, wait till you hear this story with my encounter with our very own Julian Juju Lewis. Of course, came out of Carrollton, got a chance to, by chance, I should say, ran into him, and oh boy. Yeah, all I'm going to say is I'm blaming someone and it's not myself once I tell you how that went down. But anyway, a great show lined up for you. Got a chance to catch up with head coach Christina Johnson of the Harrison Hoyas volleyball team. They're having another phenomenal season thus far and look to keep things rolling. Also, coach Rob Patton of Social Circle football team. They're off to a 2-1 start, getting ready for a matchup this week when they take on Whitfield Academy on Friday. And then coach Chris James, East Forsyth Broncos volleyball, also having a good season. And a remarkable thing about with coach James and his staff have been able to do at East Forsyth in turning, or not even turning, but just getting the program where they are here in what, just their fifth season. East Forsyth, a new school, opened up with the inaugural season. I know for sure it was 2021-2022. So here it is. After that opening, that inaugural season of just one loss, they've notched double-digit wins every season since, including 32 wins last year. So great conversation with all of these coaches, and you'll get a chance to hear all of that coming up here in just a minute. Let me welcome my girl Noelle into the show. Noelle, how you doing? How's your week been going? All that good stuff.
Not too bad, not too bad. You know, it's about to ramp up for all of us around here as we get ready for kickoff.
Yeah, man. Falcons, yes. Sunday it goes down. I actually was with Dukes and Bell today, of course. Every Wednesday they're at the Ticketmaster Studios up there at Flowery Branch, and they always check in with Raheem Morris, Coach Raheem Morris, and then they get a player interview. So today it was Coach Morris and our QB1, Michael Penix Jr. So make sure you check out that Odyssey app, download it, and you can check out those interviews if you did not get a chance to hear them live today. But great stuff from both Coach Morris and Michael Penix Jr. So
y'all got the birthday boy on his birthday.
Yeah, man. He said, hey, man.
Was Mike, he doing that fast talking thing he does?
Nah. He wasn't too bad today. You know what? It was very genuine. He was very pleased to see the guys, like, you know. So, again, if you can hear it in the conversation. So, like I said, if you haven't had a chance, make sure you download that Odyssey app and give it a listen. Great stuff. For all of those wondering what's going on with Jalen Walker, that was probably the best news he gave all day, stating that, you know, ain't going to be a pitch count on Jalen. Jalen is going to be full go. So, a lot of good stuff there with that. And again, you can hear all of that on the Odyssey app. So with that being said, man, let's go ahead and do what we do, Noel, and get into this prep roundup.
Let's go.
Now it's time for the prep roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right. Ooh, sorry about that. As I said, blasting my own ears out over here. As I said, hit the road on Thursday, went out west to Colorado. So didn't get a chance to cover, but didn't mean I wasn't keeping up. One of the big storylines, though, over the weekend for Georgia High School Sports was Grayson. Grayson football team, Grayson Rams, quarterback and UNC commit Travis Burgess. Now, he suffered an injury in week two in their win over Raven Gap. Well, this past week he announced that due to that injury, he was going to have to shut down the remainder of his high school career. So, obviously, that's a big blow for him, because who wants to do that? Here it is. We're only 3 games in, and they've been playing a kind of a national schedule these first few games. So, hearts and prayers out for Travis as he looks to bounce back and be full go when it's time to step on campus there at Chapel Hill. I want to give a shout out to Kel softball junior pitcher Lila Morisi, reaching 50 career runs in the Longhorns' win over Blessed Trinity last week. So congratulations to the junior pitcher. Again, that's Kel's Lila Morisi. And then Parkview head coach Adam Clack. Yes, Adam Clack from Milton. And yes, that's him. He in his 100th coach game, reached his 75th career win last week when they defeated the West Forsyth. So congratulations to Coach Clack. And then I have one more here. I didn't get a chance to put it in my notes, but I do have it right here in my phone. I want to give a shout out to the North Cobb Warriors. And where is she? I want to make sure I get it right. Yes. Shout out to senior libero Hannah Nicholson. She reached 1,500 career digs, making her second all-time career digs at North Cobb. So congratulations to all of those reaching those accomplishments and things of that nature. All right, I did get a chance yesterday to check out. We're going to do a lot of volleyball tonight, just so you know, because volleyball, I saw a stat today. Volleyball in Georgia is like one of the it has the most participating high school schools and student athletes in the country. It's like top five. But anyway, got a chance to go see the Campbell Spartans. Now, they were hosting a tri-match, hosting Sprayberry in Midtown. They opened up the night with a loss to Midtown, but then they bounced back, closed out with a win 2-0 over Sprayberry, giving them their fifth win in their last seven matches. So they're trying to find their stride, and, you know, still a good amount of volleyball left for all of these teams. But here's head coach Monica McClure following the match about what she's been seeing, again, through this stretch where, as I mentioned, them winning five of their last seven matches, and what she, you know, had to talk to the girls about in between the two matches yesterday.
I think they responded really well. We had a heart-to-heart talk at the in-between games, and we're talking about our actions and making sure our actions match our words, and I think they did that really well in the second match. They came out and they showed what they can actually do when they do put their mind to it and they put their actions to their words, yeah.
All right, now that gives you guys five wins out of your last six matches. What's kind of been working, you know, well for you all throughout this last little stretch?
I think our leadership has been helping us a lot. We've got a lot of girls that step up, and they're very vocal, and they let the other girls know, like, hey, what we need to do on the court, what things we're not doing on the court. You know, just that leadership piece has really been a big help for these last couple of games.
All right, and again, that is Coach Monica McClure, Campbell Spartans volleyball team, as they looked again, try to get some rhythm, having won now five out of their last seven. All right, keeping it on the hardwood, and we're talking about volleyball. Let's give a shout out to the Harrison Hoyas volleyball team. I got a chance to catch up with head coach Christina Johnson, her second year now as head coach of the program, and this is also her alma mater. They're off to a 15-6 start so far this season, and they've won six in a row. They'll look to extend that when they host Westlake and Chapel Hill tomorrow in a tri-match. But here's my conversation with Coach Johnson about the ladies and the season they're having thus far.
All right, Coach, first off, thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and congratulations to you and the ladies on the start of another season.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on to get to talk about my girls. I'm really excited.
It's an honor to have you on, and so let's talk about this season now that it's underway. Kind of reflecting on last season, while it didn't end the way you all would have wanted to, it was still remarkable in it being your first year as head coach, and you guys, you know, flipped the year previously from 16-22 finish to a 26-13 finish, 7-0 in region play. You know, what were you all able to take away from last season and use as building blocks coming into this season?
I think that my returners from last season took away just like the growth that we were able to establish last year. I also think that they were very much able to buy into a different culture where they win, where winning is a part of the culture. And so this year they very much approached the season as hungry, and they are definitely not satisfied with the way last year ended. So the way we have approached this year is just pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zone so that, you know, we can make it a further run in the state tournament.
All right. And, you know, again, we mentioned the fact that last season was your first year as head coach of the Hoyas, but also that is your alma mater. What would you say about yourself after getting that first year under your belt?
Well, first of all, I love Harrison. Like, you know, it being my alma mater, Harrison Pride. And so I just think that I learned, you know, honestly, I probably learned a little bit of a balance in terms of like being a mom of three, coaching a varsity sport, working at an elementary school in the local area. So honestly, I think I just learned a lot more about balance, and how to just to continue to push even when things might be a little bit tougher on me.
All right. Spending time here on the WaveForward.com hotline, Coach Christina Johnson, head coach Harrison Hoyas volleyball. You and the ladies off to a good start this season, Coach. A little bit of an up and down start, but then of late you found your groove. You got six straight wins under your belt as you get ready for another match this week. What have you seen from the girls that's far this season?
I think that the brilliance of our season was very hard. We scheduled a very strong start to the season on purpose because we wanted to make sure that we were challenging ourselves with competition in terms of who we would face later on in the season. We have a state draw. So we'd get the, you know, if we win region, we'll have the fourth seed coming out of that North Cobb Walton region. And then second round, we'd face the second seed from the Alpharetta region. So we want to be competitive and make it past the Sweet 16. Start to the season had to be tough and had to go ahead and challenge us mentally and physically for how we needed to prepare for October.
All right. And out of that tough start to the season, 15 wins on your belt, and you all have only surrendered two sets in those wins. Coach, what's going well when the girls are having those type of performances?
I think when it's going well, they are clicking very well all the way around. I would think that our defense and our ball control is one of our strengths to our game. I also think that we have a more diverse offense than what we did last year. And so when everything's clicking, it just seems like a very natural flow from pass to set to connection on the hit.
All right, spending time here on the wave4.com hotline, Coach Christina Johnson, head coach Harrison Hoyas Volleyball, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, a lot of volleyball to go, Coach. What are going to be some key team goals to have a deep run that ends successfully?
I think we need to continue to challenge each other in terms of teammates, holding each other accountable in terms of what we are able to perform on the court. I think we are going to continue to diversify our offense. It's been developing as the season goes on, but a young outside hitter and a freshman swinging from the outside, and then we have a junior as our other starting outside. So I think as we just kind of continue to get into a groove, get comfortable with our different offensive options, you're going to see a little spice to what we might provide offensively.
Oh, I got to come see that. I got to come see the spice. All right. Last one before I let you go, Coach. Covering sports, you know, to me, I've realized that volleyball has produced some really great talent here in the state of Georgia. But the growth and the coverage seems to be growing in a sense. It seems like the recognition for the hard work these young ladies across the state are putting in is really starting to grow. From your vantage point, what are you seeing in regards to, you know, why the sport seems to be, you know, starting to, you know, get more, like I said, averaging, it's getting shined on them?
I think it's, first of all, I think it's so well-deserving. These are some of the top female athletes that I think you really get to see in performance, just the thing, their bodies, their jumping abilities, the quickness. And I think that people are catching on to, you know, back in the day, I can say when I played, it was a little bit more of a slower pace. Mm-hmm. But the pace of the game of volleyball is not being slow about it in terms of what they do, how they manipulate the ball, manipulate their platforms, how they swing at an attack. And so I think that catching on to the volleyball is actually very exciting. And it's a very fast paced game. And I think that it's entertaining. So I think it's amazing and thrilling that people are catching on and starting to, you know, really celebrate these female athletes the way that they should be celebrated.
Well, to your point, it is very much deserved. Again, I started watching in 2016, and, you know, I want to say from even back then, one of the first few matches I saw, to your point, man, it's a lot of excitement. And I don't think people, you know, I think people are starting to realize it now, but back then it felt like people weren't really understanding, you know, the competitiveness and the intensity that was taking place on the courts with the ladies. So I'm glad I've had the opportunity to see so many programs, including you all there at Harrison.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's super fun, and we always love when you come out and hang out with us. It's always a good time.
Yeah, I definitely will make sure I get over there this year and check you ladies out. And again, it's always an honor whenever you take a couple of minutes to join us here on the show.
Well, thanks for reaching out for me to get to brag on my girls. It's always a good time.
Without a doubt. Thanks, Coach. All right, and again, that is Coach Christina Johnson, head coach Harrison Hoyas Volleyball, and they'll look to extend their win streak tomorrow. Like I said, they'll be hosting Westlake and Chapel Hill in a tri-match. All right, coming up, Coach Rob Patton, Social Circle Redskins football team getting ready for a matchup with Whitfield Academy this Friday, and I run into Julian Juju Lewis. That's right, Carrollton's own. And wait till I tell you how that went down. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by our title sponsor, Ingles Markets. Yep, that's right. Low prices,
Love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at DD Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS_Nation_ on the X or Twitter, whichever you like to call that thing. Welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. And like I always say, if it makes sense nationally, we'll talk about it, but we prefer to keep things right here in our own backyard. So speaking of our own backyard, I ran into somebody from our own backyard over the weekend, Noel. And that is, of course, Julian Juju Lewis out of Carrollton, top quarterback out of his class. And now a member of the Colorado Buffaloes team. And, of course, Georgia Tech playing, opening up their season against Colorado on last week, Friday. My family and I went out there, enjoyed ourselves, had a great time. So let me tell you about the interaction and how it went. So here's how it goes. And if you heard me, I told the story on Dukes and Bell earlier in this week, so you may have heard it. But if you haven't, you'll get a kick out of this. So, of course, for those that don't know, my wife ran track and cross country at Georgia Tech. So she's obviously hardcore Georgia Tech, and she's from, just so happens to be from Denver, Colorado. So, and her parents went to CU. So it was kind of like, oh, this is kind of cool. We'll go to this game, right? Cool. So I come to work Thursday. Prior to coming to work, I get dressed, and I have on my CU clothes because I got CU and Georgia Tech clothes. I'm sorry, I had on my Georgia Tech clothes. And she's like, where are you going? I was like, going to work. And she's like, well, why you got on the Georgia Tech stuff? And I'm like, because I'm repping Georgia Tech. We're going to be on the plane today, you know. People can see, you know, we're going out for the game for Tech. No, 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 no. She's like, no, you need to wear that tomorrow at the game. You need to wear your CU stuff today. I'm like, why would I want to wear my CU? I don't want to wear my CU stuff today. She's like, no, please, I need you to wear the Georgia Tech stuff tomorrow. All right, whatever. I'm not going to get into an argument. I got to get to work, right? Swap the clothes out. Whatever. Get to the airport. Plane, by the way, full. I mean, jam-packed. Tech fans. Good amount of Colorado fans on there as well. So it was really cool because it was just a flight full of fans all heading out for the game. All right, game day rolls around. Put on my Tech gear. We go to the game. No issues. Colorado fans, they're not like fans in, let's say, Philly or, you know, or even, you know, nothing against Georgia fans, but they're not like rah-rah. You know what I'm saying? It was really cool. Nobody was tripping. So it was like the section we were in, there was a row of Tech fans in front of us, but then on our sides and behind us was Colorado fans. And everybody was shaking hands, high-fiving, all that stuff. It was really cool. Crowd was rocking. I will say that. Every time Colorado did something, that crowd was rocking at Folsom. Game ends. Throughout the game, a family member of my wife, her son is the running back for Colorado, Simeon Price. So they had been texting throughout the game about trying to get Simeon connected with our son, Carson, our oldest, who plays football. Cool, whatever. I don't really know what the conversation is. I just know that's what they've been trying to do. Game ends. She tells my wife where we need to come to meet them. So we're walking. And then as we're walking, I'm like realizing and getting this feeling like, I don't know that we should be wearing Tech gear wherever we're going. It just doesn't seem or feel right. And it was kind of like that scene in, you're not a Star Wars fan, are you? No, not really. Anyway, for all my Return of the Jedi people out there, it was kind of like that scene in Return of the Jedi where Luke was like, I shouldn't have came. I'm endangering the mission. And that's how I felt wearing my Tech gear. Like, this don't feel right. So we get down there, Simeon and mom, they're everybody, you know, they're all hugging, oh, family, blah, 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 love, 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 love. Right, great. All right. She's like, all right, they're in there changing. I'm going to get y'all these bands and y'all going to come in. And I was like, yo, no. We're not going in the Colorado facility with Tech gear on. I'll stay out here. And his mom, no, it's going to be fine. Y'all come on. All right. Lo and behold, no. As soon as I walk through the door, Julian Lewis, Juju, walks by. Cameras following him. And we make eye contact. And I'm like, what's up, Juju? And he goes, you better get out of here with that blank on. I was like, yeah. I looked immediately at my wife and I was like, I told you we did not need to be in here with this Tech stuff on. Thank God there was a bookstore right there. I went in there right away, bought a CU shirt, put it on, end of story. Let's get to our next interview. Coach Rob Patton, Social Circle. They're getting ready for a matchup, non-region matchup, Whitfield Academy this week on Friday. They're off to a 2-1 start. They'll see if they can kind of keep a little momentum and bounce back. They had a great game last week against Kip. Unfortunately, they lost by 3. So they'll try to get back in the win column this week. Here's my conversation with Coach Patton.
And we'll head out to the WadeFord.com hotline right now, where Coach Patton is joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, first off, I want to say thank you for taking time out of your day, and congratulations to you and the guys on the start of another season. You know, just talk about, first of all, man, how things have been going for you through these first 3 games.
Oh, first off, thanks for having me, Damon. I appreciate you talking about our kids and our program. So right now we're sitting at 2-1. You know, we started out the year against Oglethorpe and came out on top with a big win. You know, traditionally the last 5 or 6 years, that's always been a close, you know, one score ball game when we're able to play very well to start it out. Game 2, we played Warren County, and that was a game where it was back and forth last year, and they came out on top at the very end, and we were able to come out pretty strong. We had a long lightning delay, so the game was kind of a little funky in that regard, but our kids played well. I think we came out 35-8 in that one. And then this past week, you know, we had a back and forth game with Kip Atlanta. They're a talented football team that's much improved from last season. And, you know, we got down pretty big coming out of halftime. You know, with the third quarter, we were down by 17. Our kids fought back and made a comeback, and we took the lead back in the fourth quarter and couldn't hold on there and ended up coming up short. But, you know, it was good to see our kids fight back through some adversity and, you know, not phone it in and quit when we got down. So right now we're sitting here at 2-1.
All right, and I'm glad you touched on adversity, because you know, you took over this program, Coach, and you and your staff have found success in turning it around. It was a program that missed out on the postseason for 10 consecutive years. And then since taking over, you all have been in the postseason five straight seasons. What's kind of been key for helping you and your staff with turning things around and seeing that kind of change?
You know, the biggest thing has just been commitment in the weight room, getting our kids stronger and physically and mentally tougher there. Our kids have done a great job and bought in that regard. And then just, you know, preaching simple things as far as, you know, can't control what our opponent does, can't control anything else. All we control is, you know, improving ourselves and getting better. So just having that focus, you know, each and every day in practice, every day in the weight room and in the film room, just focus on those little things that we can do to improve. So, you know, seeing some steady growth over the last, you know, 4 to 5 seasons, and want to continue to grow this thing. So,
all right, spending time here on the WaveForward.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach Rob Patton joining us here on the show, head coach, Social Circle Redskins football team. As you mentioned, Coach, you're off to a 2-1 start this season, and through these three games, man, you've really been getting some good production on both sides of the ball. How important is it for you to see both your offense and defense kind of being able to get off to good starts early in the season?
Well, you know, it's just important just in all three phases, offense and defense and special teams, just to see that improvement. So, you know, there's going to be some weeks to where we got to score some points depending on who we're playing to get some wins. And there's going to be some games where we're facing teams that are, you know, ball control and run heavy teams to where we got to get defensive stops and, you know, pull out close games that might not be as high score. So just, you know, right now we're trying to get as many kids playing on both sides of the football to try and build our depth. You know, I kind of feel like in years past, we've done a lot more, you know, 10 guys playing both ways outside the quarterback and feeling like it's kind of cost us near the end of the season when we're worn down towards playoffs. So we're just trying to do our best job right now of building that depth, especially in these non-region games before we get jump into region play here in a few weeks of, you know, seeing who can get it done and see who will step up and do that job on both sides of the ball.
All right, and you just touched on your quarterback, QB1, Remy Farmer. This past game he really seemed to find his groove in the passing game. Talk about what you're seeing from his progression when it comes to leading your offense.
Man, just an incredible job as a leader. He's one of the hardest workers on our team. You know, he's kind of the guy that we, you know, as coaches turn to when things are going bad to talk to the guys and, you know, get them refocused. He's done a great job in that regard. You know, he's explosive with his legs. You know, earlier on, I think against Warren, he had, over 100 yards and some touchdowns there running the football. Last week, it was more in the passing game. But he's just a kid that, you know, he can do what you want back there. He makes good decisions. He can run. He can throw. And he's done a good job leading the offense so far.
All right, last one before I let you go. Coach Rob Patton joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Head coach, Social Circle Redskins football team. Let's talk about Friday night. You guys get ready to take on a Whitfield program that's looking to gain some momentum. I think they're 1-1 on the season, and they'll be coming off a bye week. And like you said last week, despite it being a loss, it was a very competitive game for you guys. What's going to be key for you guys having some success to get back on track?
You know, Whitfield is a very talented and very well-coached team. You know, I know they had the one loss earlier, but it was to Savannah Christian, who's really one of the most talented teams, especially in lower classification football. You know, and they played those guys extremely tough. You know, they're well-coached, they're disciplined, they're not going to, you know, turnovers and offsides and stuff like that. They're not going to commit those kind of mistakes, so we're going to have to play disciplined football and, you know, be physical. Last year, you know, they jumped on us pretty early, and I feel like we regrouped a little bit over halftime and came out and put up a better fight in the second half. So the big message all week has just been to come out quarter one, you know, don't dig ourselves a hole, play disciplined, play physical football, so.
Good deal. Well, Coach, want to wish you guys nothing but success, not only this Friday, but throughout the rest of the season. And once again, I thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on the show.
Thank you for having me, Damian.
All right. And again, that was Coach Rob Patton of the Social Circle Redskins. Get it out. Football team getting ready for another matchup this week as they'll take on Whitfield Academy. I believe he said in an interview, they played each other last year, Whitfield picked up the win, so they'll look to see if they can kind of get some get back on Friday. All right, still to come here in the show, going to check in, I should say, with the East Forsyth
Brown team and check in with head coach Chris James. It's all on the way. Plus, I'll let you know what I'm looking forward to when it comes to some coverage this week. All right. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Covering high school sports across the board.
This is Prep Sports Nation.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. Brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all of your social needs of this station, and at PS underscore nation underscore on the X. Final segment of the show. And man, been a great show so far. We came in loaded, had the announcement about Ingles Markets coming on as the title sponsors, already had two coaches interviews. Shout out to Coach Christina Johnson, Harrison Hoyas volleyball, and then Coach Rob Patton, Social Circle football. And coming up here in just a few minutes, East Forsyth's volleyball's Coach Chris James. We'll catch up with him. You'll hear that conversation here in just a minute. But I got to catch up with Noel to see what, and we do this, if you're new to the show, we do this. All right, what have you binged and been watching? Because for me, it's Alien Earth.
Ooh, what is that? I haven't even heard of it.
So you're familiar with the Alien franchise, right?
Yes.
Alien, the Alien movie.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right. So Alien Earth is on, you can watch it on Hulu. It's an FX show, but it's on Hulu. And then obviously, you know, with the bundle. So if you got Disney Plus, you can get to it and all that kind of stuff. But basically, this picks up from, what do they call it, the chronological timeline or whatever. This takes place between, and I always get confused on if it was Prometheus and then Covenant, or Covenant and then Prometheus.
I
want
to say Prometheus.
I think
was
Prometheus
first.
Was first and then Covenant. So it picks up after Covenant, before the original Alien
movie.
Okay. Yeah. So, and it's So I'm on episode 4. I think yesterday either 5 or 6 may have dropped. So that's what I'm on. I was on SEC, the Netflix show with the Any Given Saturday. Pretty much finished that. I think I got one more episode left of that. So those are kind of the two things I've binged in the last like week or so.
I know Hollywood just like Hollywood owes George Lucas so much money for coming up with the concept of just pick an error and drop it right in there. Just drop it right in between. You had a movie over here and a movie. Just write something and drop it right in between there, and you can continue the story, and people will love it because they'll want it. Yeah, it's very interesting that now we have an Alien series that is set at the end of Covenant, but right before Alien takes off. It's almost like they've reached the apex of where they can go with Alien, really.
Yeah, they kind of, when you think about it, because it's funny you say that, because when I was watching it, I was like, I wonder what made them go here.
Right.
And then to your point, I thought, because I don't want to, for those who haven't watched it, because it's fairly new. So, like I said, it's only like 4 to 5 episodes out right now. So I don't want to give anything away. But when you watch it, you're going to be like, huh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, because, and I was shocked. I'll say this. I was shocked about how entertaining it is off the rip. All 4 episodes that I've watched so far. Like,
okay, so there's no,
it wasn't
like, slow
build. Like, first episode, a smidge. Not terrible. Smidge slow roll, but not. Oh God! Hurry up and get to it. Slow roll.
Okay.
And since that episode, they haven't held back. So I was surprisingly shocked about that. Like, oh wow, they're like getting to it. And I haven't read anything to see if it's already been greenlit for a second season or anything like that. Assuming that it does, I'm wondering, will they be able to maintain that? You know, for however many seasons, because. I mean, I guess technology today, CGI stuff isn't as expensive as it was maybe 5 to 10 years ago. So maybe it's easier to kind of have like the effects and things that you have in shows more frequently. Because, you know, that was always kind of the knock on things about 10 years ago, that anything sci-fi, like it always looked bad, especially on like a CW or something like that, because it was like, yeah, they're not going to put, you know, that type of budget into the CG. Well, they're doing a phenomenal job on FX, Hulu, whatever, with this Alien Earth series. So you should definitely, if you get a chance, check it out. I like it. And then again, like I said, the other one I've been binging was the Any Given Saturday, the SEC schools. It's Florida, South Carolina, LSU, Auburn, Vandy. I feel like I might be, A&M, I think it is. Not all the SEC schools opted to be in it, but it's pretty cool. Okay. Basically, it follows those teams throughout a handful of games from last season, this past season.
Okay.
With commentary, you know, the commentary of, you know, the players and coaches is current, but. You know, it's footage and things of that nature from last season. So it's pretty cool, man. It gave me I like Vanderbilt now. Like, not like I'm outright rooting for him, but it's like, I like what Clark Lee, Clark Lee's trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, so it's pretty cool. All right, final segment of the show. Like I said, final interview as well. But before we get to it real quick, what I'm looking forward to this week, I'm going to actually go check out a little football. Hopefully tomorrow I'm going to try to go see Holy Innocence and Altoona, both of those teams looking to get some rhythm going. So we'll see which one can pick up the win tomorrow. There's a couple of softball tournaments over the weekend. I shouldn't say tournaments, but a couple of like round robin play, style play, and doubleheaders. I'm trying to pinpoint which one I want to go to, because 3 of the 4 sons, the youngest 3, they all have games Saturday morning. 2 have soccer, 1 has T-ball. And they're all kind of like back to back to back. So once I kind of gauge the time I should be done with them, I'll kind of know which softball game I'll be able to catch and whatnot. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to this weekend. And then obviously watching my own son play on Friday, Friday night as well. All right, without further ado, let's get to the interview with Coach Chris James, East Forsyth volleyball team. Again, they're off to a good start, 10-4. But what's really amazing about them is how Coach James and his staff have been able to get that program where they are in a short amount of time. Because again, their inaugural season, 2001. Or 2021, I should say, they had one win that season. And then since then, I think it's been 15-plus wins every season since, including last year. They had 32, and they want to look to build off of that. Here's my conversation with Coach James.
And we'll head out to the waitforit.com hotline where Coach James joins us now. Coach, first off, I want to say thank you for taking some time out of your day, and congratulations to you and the young ladies over there at East Forsyth on getting another season underway.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you reaching out and taking the time to share what's going on at East Forsyth.
Yeah, and let's talk about that, man. A fantastic job you and your staff have done with these young ladies there at East Forsyth from the program's inaugural season in 2021. You guys finished 1-29 and then posting 15-plus win seasons the past three seasons, including last year so far. Program best, 32 wins. You go unbeaten in region play, man. What's helped you all with the rise of success in such a short amount of time?
Honestly, it's the girls. Like, the girls have really kind of bought into working hard and not letting the losses get to them. They've been battling through and getting the feedback that's going to make them better, and just honestly not letting failures get in the way.
All right. And as I mentioned, a great start to the season thus far. A little bit of a stumble of late, but yet you guys are still sitting at 10-4 on the season. What have been some things that have jumped out to you about how the girls have been playing so far this season?
You know, we've been battling every single match. Even the ones that we've lost, we've been pretty close in, you know, two out of the four losses. We were, you know, losing the sets, we were losing them only by 2 points, sometimes heading into overtime. You know, there's some heartbreaking losses in there, but I think that what's going on is we're kind of hitting some tough opponents in our schedule, and you know, we purposely build in these tough opponents in our schedule to kind of build opportunities for us to meet some adversity, all right, and meet some adversity and try to work through that and figure out how, you know, we as a team can, you know, depend on each other. And, you know, when the situation arises in the future, we've got, you know, experience dealing with it, and hopefully we'll get a better outcome.
All right, spending time here on the waitforit.com hotline, Coach Chris James, head coach, East Forsyth Broncos volleyball team. And speaking of, you know, like you said, kind of just building, Coach, coming into this season after the success that you all had last season, like I said, 32 wins, most in program history to this point, you know, what were some of the things that you guys took away in regards to, you know, being building blocks, I guess you would say, as you kind of came into this season?
So I think the biggest thing that we took from last year is that we're capable of being successful. Mm-hmm. You know, we've gone through the first three seasons of the program and we struggled and we had some opportunities. I remember the third season, we had a really good opportunity to try to make it to the state tournament, and we lost a tough five setter to Cherokee Bluff. And so that was kind of a heartbreak for us. But then last year, I think that, you know, we had some really good players that came up through the system. They were freshmen, and we had some really experienced upperclassmen, and they all just came together, really enjoyed being around each other. And I think that about quarter of the way into the season, they just kind of, clicked, and they were like, you know what, we're capable of this. And I think that that's carried over this season with the girls, and they're just getting the idea that, hey, we're not an easy out for the volleyball community anymore. Like, if you want to beat us, you're going to have to come and play us pretty tough. And I think that that's something the girls have really leaned in on. And, you know, for example, last night we were down 13 points to Forsyth Central in the first set, and we ended up losing the first set, but, you know, we came back and Forsyth Central had to beat us 32-30 in that first set to take that win from us. So, you know, I think that that's something the girls can really lean into, and they have been for the season.
All right, and what's kind of been your message to the girls, you know, throughout the season? Like you said, only four losses, but even when you've had those losses, you know, what do you kind of talk to them about as far as not letting the losses impact their efforts to, you know, regain momentum?
So we've been kind of working on making sure we strike the right balance throughout the season. So we want to make sure that when, you know, we go into a match, you know, we really want to put in that effort. We want to put in that, you know, that all in, like, hey, let's get after it and do that. But we don't want to do it to the point where we get ourselves too anxious and too stressed out when we make a mistake. So it's the idea of having, you know, the need to go out there and play tough, but also the need to have a little fun with each other and enjoy the moment, and, you know, make sure that we're striking that balance between, you know, stress and calm. You know, we got to find it.
All right. Spending time here on the WaveForward.com hotline, Coach Chris James, head coach, East Forsyth Broncos volleyball team. Last one before I let you go, Coach. Obviously, a good amount of volleyball still to go for you and the ladies. What are going to be some keys for success down the stretch of the remainder of the regular season?
So we got to keep depending on our strength. Like, we have a pretty solid serving and passing game, and our defense is pretty solid. We get a lot of balls up. I think we got to increase our offensive output. I think we got to increase the number of kills we're getting each set, and we could do a little bit better on our block. But I think if we kind of concentrate on those two things, I think we'll increase the number of chances and opportunities that we'll get to win some pretty tight matches.
Well, that's awesome, Coach. Hopefully I can make my way out to a match to see the ladies. I love the fact that you all keep us updated on social media. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for time out of your day.
I do appreciate it, and letting everybody know what's going on. It's big for these girls. Thank you.
No problem. It's been my pleasure. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, once again, that is head coach Chris James, East Forsyth Broncos volleyball team. Want to wish him and the ladies some success once again. And I definitely want to thank him, as well as Coach Christina Johnson of the Harrison Hoyas volleyball team, and Coach Rob Patton of the Social Circle Redskins football team. Appreciate all of them for taking some time out of their days to join us here on Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Market. That's right, our title sponsor, baby. Low prices, love the savings, and I got to hit them up because I need my sideline snacks for this week. So I'll be at Ingles tomorrow getting that together. All right, man, we'll do it again next week. Your weekly look into weekly dive into the world of high school sports right here in the great state of GA. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.